Welcome to Health Talk Tuesday with Apple Denaria Health. Each week at this time, we'll be covering a different topic and talking with different healthcare professionals. Health Talk Tuesday with Apple Denaria Health on Q92.
Hello, everyone. You've got Kelsey Tollefson here from Appleton Area Health, and I am a mental health therapist here at the Appleton Clinic. And today I thought it would be a good idea to talk a little bit about mental health and longevity in this pandemic that we're currently living through. We've been practicing all of these social distancing guidelines and kind of have had our lives disrupted for the last several months. And I think initially there appeared to be a lot of talk about, you know, maintaining our mental health and taking care of ourselves and all of that. But I also think about how our lives have transformed and will continue to transform over the long term. Period of time that this pandemic will go on. We know we've been in this for a handful of months already, and there will likely be more changes coming to our lifestyles in the weeks and months ahead. And I was thinking a little bit about into the past and how there has been other pandemics that our country has survived. And so today I want to start by diving back into about 1918 during the Spanish flu. That was a significant pandemic that our country experienced. The CDC tells us that 500 million people were estimated to be infected by the 1918 H1N1 flu virus, or the Spanish flu. They say about 50 million people died as a result of that flu around the world, and in America, 675,000 people died as a result of the Spanish flu. That flu virus spread quickly, and it often progressed into organ failure and pneumonia. This one in particular hit young adults really hard, and the average age of those who died during that pandemic, they were about 28 years old. Now, I'm not comparing, nor do I want to compare COVID-19 to the Spanish flu, because there are all sorts of differences from them. However, there are likely some similarities based off of what was reported then and what is being reported now. And in both cases, there's been reports of an overburdened healthcare system, lack of medical supplies, people were encouraged to isolate and quarantine and practice good personal hygiene. They tried to limit public gatherings, and this new word for 2020 called social distancing. Those are all things that have some similarities between these two pandemics. But one of the things that I feel like has gone under the radar is mental health during pandemics. And like I said, initially maybe we talked about how to maintain our mental health during a pandemic, but I think we also have the opportunity to learn from previous pandemics and how those have maybe altered people's lives for the long term. So I think it's important to pay attention to how pandemics affect people's mental health. The focus has been on, and likely will continue to be on, people's physical health, which that's for good reason. But I would also encourage you to think about the longevity of your own mental health or mental well-being during this pandemic. There hasn't been a ton of research, but the little bit of research that I found on the long-term impacts of the 1918 Spanish flu on mental health, and this was done by actually a historical demographer, Sven-Erik Mamelund, and he found that the number of first-time hospitalized patients with mental health disorders that were attributed to that 1918 flu, they increased by an annual average of 7.2 in the 6 years following the pandemic. He pointed out that the Spanish flu survivors reported sleep disturbances, depression, mental distractions, dizziness, difficulty coping at work, and reported there were increased rates of suicide as well. Now, I cannot say that simply because we're going through a pandemic right now that people will experience those exact types of symptoms. But I do think it sheds a little bit of light on the importance of paying attention to your mental health right now and maintaining our own mental and emotional well-being. Now, some people may think that their mental health is fine, that it's always been fine, and everything's going to be okay. And that might be the case. But I would encourage you to reflect that if you have a brain, you likely have mental health. Anyone who has a brain has mental and emotional health, and that's something that needs to be paid attention to and something that needs to be addressed, especially in our current life situation with this pandemic. So today, I want to talk with you a little bit about how to maintain your mental health and quite possibly even improve your mental health if you're ready to do so during a pandemic. And I would encourage you to not only do this during a pandemic, but make it kind of a part of your life. Make it just an average part of your routine so that it's something that you try to stick to every single day. One of the things that is important to think about in maintaining your mental health, especially with all of the fears that are going on, is to know the facts. And one of the facts that you need to be aware of is that there is help out there if you are sick. It's important to know what to do if you are sick or if you're concerned about COVID-19. All of our healthcare professionals and facilities in our area have a plan. They know what to do if you have gotten sick, and they know how to treat you. They know what processes to follow in the event that you are sick. So I think that that's one fear that we can put to rest, is that if you believe you are sick, reach out to your healthcare provider, call them, and describe your symptoms, and you'll likely be able to get tested. So remember that as a fact, that that fear can be addressed if you do have that fear. But it's also important to take care of your emotional health. And this could mean a bunch of different things. This could mean simply taking care of your body, taking deep breaths, stretching, trying to eat healthy, well-balanced meals. Get out there and exercise. Our bodies are meant to move, and moving our bodies can help our mind stay healthy. It's good to get plenty of sleep, and of course, if you can, avoid excessive alcohol and excessive smoking. Taking care of our physical health will help your mental health as well. I would also encourage you to take breaks from watching or reading and listening to news stories, including those on different social media outlets. Hearing about the pandemic all the time can be upsetting, and hearing about all the changes that happen on a day-to-day basis can also be upsetting. So take a break from those things if you find that they are upsetting to you. I would also encourage you to make time to unwind. Try to do some other activities that you enjoy. Find some things that are going to put a smile on your face, whether that's connecting with other people and talking about how each of you are doing. I realize there's all of these social distancing restrictions, but I think the thing that we fail to remember is that nobody is telling us we can't connect with other people. We just have to connect with them in a way that we haven't likely regularly connected with them. So that might mean writing a letter, making a phone call, seeing them through a window, video chatting, all sorts of different other ways of connecting. So sometimes we just have to alter how we think about it in order to accomplish the thing that we're looking to accomplish. And certainly connecting with other people, we can certainly do that during this time. Another way to take care of your emotional well-being is to connect with your community or even your faith-based organizations. Now, again, I realize there's social distancing measures and restrictions and all of those kinds of things, However, again, nobody is telling us that we can't connect with those types of organizations and those types of people. We just have to do it a little bit differently than we've ever done it before. I would also say that if you notice some signs that your behavior or that your moods have changed, it's important to pay attention to those changes. And some of those changes might be feelings of numbness, disbelief, anxiety, excessive fears, fears of getting sick, maybe some changes in your appetite or energy levels. Maybe you don't find yourself doing activities like you used to before. Difficulty concentrating, maybe difficulty sleeping, nightmares, upsetting thoughts and images. Maybe even have some physical reactions like headaches or body pains, stomach problems or skin rashes. And maybe your chronic health conditions, maybe they get worse. Or you find yourself getting angry or drinking or smoking more than you normally would. Those are some signs that that you may be in distress, that things are impacting you a little bit greater than maybe you anticipated. And the good news is that there are resources out there that can help. If you are struggling, if you do find that you are getting frustrated with the current world and life situation that we're all still living through, reach out for help. There are mental health counselors and therapists available in your area. Your medical doctor can probably help you and guide you in the right direction as well. But there is assistance out there. And we don't necessarily know the long-term impact on our mental health because of this pandemic. But I think we know that it's already changed our lives and will likely continue to change our lives for the weeks, months, and maybe even years to come. So it's important to take charge of your own wellness, not just your physical health, but your mental health too. Because remember, anybody with a brain has mental and emotional health, and it's something that we need to pay attention to. So if you find yourself in a position where you're not feeling the best, you're not feeling like you want to, and feel like you could improve yourself, take it upon yourself to try some of the things that I described today, or reach out to a provider, a medical provider, a mental health provider, and try to take control of your mental health. All of this is workable. We are resilient people, and we have the ability to improve ourselves, even if we don't feel like we have the capacity to do that. So, and again, thanks for listening, folks. This is Kelsey Tollefson from Appleton Area Health, mental health professional.
Thanks for joining us for Health Talk Tuesday with Appleton Area Health on Q92. We'll see you next week, Tuesday morning, same time, same place here on 92.1 FM.